Good evening, Rick. I'm just sitting here in the family room watching the TV. And if anybody was out there tonight, try and throw my call out as much as I can and give the repeater some use.
Very good. Very good. I heard you out there earlier, but I wasn't able to get back to you. Yeah, not a whole lot going on here. Just keeping busy with little odds and ends.
Yeah, I didn't do anything tonight. Came home, finished up cooking dinner. Wife had started it, and I finished it up and cleaned up the dishes and did a couple of casts in the basement, and now up just watching a little TV for a couple hours here, and then it's off to bed and back to work.
Yep, two Mondays in the same week's that fun, is it?
Nope. Yeah, yesterday kind of threw me off for the week. Having a day off in the middle of the week, it come back, and tonight was felt like a Monday to me, like yesterday was Sunday, and tonight was a Monday, and I'm thinking, oh, we got net tonight. No, it's Thursday. It's not net night, so. Well, we do have club meeting tomorrow night, and I got to remember that, because I'll end up forgetting that. So I went down and got the computer for the presentation tomorrow, and got a few other things together, and have them sitting out in the living room so I don't forget to take them tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's easy enough getting out of work and your mind happens to be on something else and it just kind of slips your mind that, that's going on tonight.
Oh, I know. I was thinking, well, tonight was also Midlands meeting, but they moved it to 1 week later. Normally it's the week before, or the day before ours, but I guess they're doing theirs next Thursday. They got their club dinner that they do at the Red Oak restaurant in Sanford for kind of their Christmas dinner thing. So a bunch of the club members get together like we do the potluck.
Yeah, they changed location over the years. They used to do it out there on Gordonville Road.
Yeah, I don't know what about that one at least. I know last year they did it out in Sanford, and I was talking to Mike. I said, I think I went with you to that one. He said, yeah, you did. So I said, well, I may go to this one too. Since he's a club member, they do bring a gift thing type of thing and do an exchange. And I said, well, if I do, I won't be doing that. I don't expect one. I don't want to give one either. But I said I may just go along to the dinner to see what happens on a Thursday night. But got a hold of my brother tonight. They just got back from their daughter's house. I haven't seen them. They haven't been up to my house in a couple of years, just with their schedule and our schedule. So they normally head down to Florida for a month. They've been doing that for the last several years. They rent a house for the month, get out of the cold weather. And so I said, well, if you got a weekend or a day, you know, one day on the weekend, I got everything but the end of the week. He said, yeah, they leave the end of February for Florida. And I said, well, we got winter fuel day anyhow. So they're going to stop by on Sunday the 12th. So get to see them for once.
Well, that's good. You got to do it while you can. You got to do it while you can. You know, I got one who lives in Midland that I don't see very often at all. And hopefully I'll see him here next month. We're trying to get together a breakfast up at Riverside. Or no, we're going to actually do it at Sanford there at my cousin's house.
Yeah, my brother only lives in Schwartz Creek right off on I-75 and Hill Road. So they're only 40 minutes away as well, but they're usually with, they got two daughters, four grandkids, so there's always something going on. and they've got a place up in Traverse City, so that weekend of the 12th, they're going to be going up to check on the place, make sure everything's okay before they leave for Florida. So they'll stop back here on Sunday. They got to come basically by here when they come back. So, yeah, even though we're only 40 minutes apart, we can see them like twice a year.
Yep, isn't that something, how that goes? You know, I've got a sister who lives, a mile away? And sometimes, unless I say something, I don't see her. We probably see each other more at church than we do any other place.
Yeah, when we were growing up, we would spend Thanksgivings together, Christmas together, and all that. But once we had kids, then, or even when we had the kids, we would do that because that's all we had. But once kids grew up and got married and had kids of their own, they got in-laws to go to and other people's houses to go to and aunt's house to go to. So, yeah, like my son-in-law and daughter, it's kind of like they'll come for Thanksgiving, but they got to go do dessert at the aunt's house and the other things at his brother's house and somebody else's house. So they have like four meals that day. They do appetizers at one place, dinner at another, dessert at another, and yeah, it's tough on them to be able to do that. So that's the way it goes. I know as everybody gets older, everything, the families get spread out a little bit more, but yeah, so I was just relaxing tonight, and like I said, well, I'll throw a call out here, see if anybody on the radio. I actually got somebody on the 220. I just got an HT in the basement hooked up to an outdoor antenna, and I was talking to somebody from Bay City on the 220 a week ago.
Well, that's great. That's great. Yeah, need to get a little more activity on there, that's for sure. I need to build myself a mic cable and get mine back on the air.
Yeah, I had to do that with my HF rig, my new Yaesu that I got. I got a boom mic, and of course the mic cable for it's about a foot too short of routing to the radio. So I had to build a RJ245 connector. So I male to male and then put a female in between, but I went to turn it on a week or so ago, and the radio, as soon as I turned it on, the radio keyed up. And I had turned it off, unplug everything, plug back in, turn it on, radio keyed up. So I said, the cable just sits there, it doesn't get moved, but for some reason it got shorted. And I could see if that was, you know, moving around or something, but the cable just sits in one place and hasn't been moved since I bought the radio over a year ago. But, yeah, I'm like, what the heck happened there?
Well, it starts deteriorating as soon as it's made. That's the bad part about it.
I guess so. I know, I had one of my Yaesu radio cords. It was in a box to use, and I opened up to use it. The cord's basically all in pieces. The rubber deteriorated and fell all off the wires underneath. So I got a line head. I bought a couple new ones, one to replace that one, and I got another in case something else. But whatever it was kind of bad construction on that one in the first place, because I haven't had any problems with my other, or it was the Lenco radios, and I got them in the cars, in the van, in the car, we got them at the 911 in the hospital, all the same radios, and they never had a problem, but this one mic just, cable rubber on it just totally, it turned powdery and fell all off.
Well, that's not the case with my Lenco. That's what I'm looking at right now. And the mic cable is deteriorated and it's all falling off.